The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 9, Text number 39, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 23rd, 2009, in Vrindavan, India.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 3, Chapter number 9, Text number 39. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Pritohamastu badrante lokanam vichayechaya yadastasurganamayam nirgunam manuvarnayam. Pritohamastu badrante lokanam vichayechaya yadastasurgunamayam nigunam manuvarnayam. Translation and purport of Srila Prabhupada. I am very much pleased by your description of me in terms of my transcendental qualities, which appear mundane to the mundaners. I grant you all benedictions in your desire to glorify all the planets by your activities.
अपने कार्यों से समस्त लोगों को महिमायुक्त करने की जो तुम्हारी इच्छा है उस
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and those in his line of disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities.
Brahma jaise shuddh bhagavad bhakta tatha unki shishya parampara ke bhagavad bhakta sadaiv yahi chahate hain.
That desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. The impersonalist sometimes prays for the mercy of the personality of Godhead Narayan as the embodiment of material goodness, but such prayers do not satisfy the Lord because he is not thereby glorified in terms of his actual transcendental qualities. The pure devotees of the Lord are always most dear to him, although he is always kind and merciful to all living entities. Here the word gunamayam is significant because it indicates the Lord's possessing transcendental qualities.
यहाँ पर गुणमयम शब्द महत्वपूर्ण है क्योंकि यह भगवान के दिव्य गुणों से युक्त होने का सूचक है.
वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्री जटा Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shah. Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishankanvitamscha. So we have a very special sampradaya. Brahma sampradaya.
Brahma sampradaya.
Very, very special sampradaya. Because in our sampradaya, the devotees always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe. By whom? By each and every single living entity. Prabhupada doesn't say the human beings only, he says every living entity. That even includes the dogs. We see that in Chaitanya Lila. Even the dogs become liberated. When Sivananda Sen was taking all the pilgrims to Puri, one dog tagged along with their party. And when they came to the river, the boatman, he wanted to charge a fee for everyone, you see. So when all the pilgrims hopped on the boat, the dog hopped on also the boat. Bhavan said, wait a minute, this dog cannot go free. I don't give dogs free passage on my boat. So Sivananda said, alright, he paid for the dog also. So Sivananda Sen was so much affectionate towards that dog actually. That one day the dog went missing. And Sivananda Sen was, where is that dog? He was fasting because he was in anxiety, where is the dog? Actually, they never found that dog. But when they got to Jagannath Puri for the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, who was there with Lord Chaitanya? That dog was there with Lord Chaitanya. He got there before all the pilgrims did. Lord Chaitanya was taking the green coconut pulp, he was throwing, the dog was going, Haribo, Haribo. The dog was chanting Haribo. And then the dog was missing again. And then it was learned he went back to Vaikuntha. So when Prabhupada says every living entity, the Vaishnava is merciful to every living entity. There is one little gross creature called a slug. I don't know what it is in Hindi, but a slug? It's like a worm, a very slow crawling worm. Krimi in Sanskrit.
Slug
Some creamy worm, you know, a worm. Very gross worm. So Govindadasi said, "Oh Prabhupada, there's this gross slug here, this worm." And Baba said, "Chant Hare Krishna to the poor creature." So devotees are so kind, even the worm, we want to chant Hare Krishna so the worm can become purified. So this is our Hare Krishna mission coming from Brahmaji and all these great, great acharyas. We want that everyone should be happy in Krishna consciousness. Just as it is stated in the 5th canto, chapter 18, text 9 of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
5:18:9.
Swasti astu vishvashya. Let there be auspiciousness throughout the entire universe. So, what is the benefit of having such a desire? Prabhupada explains in the next sentence, that desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. So this is a hint for us how to get the blessings of Krishna. Simply embrace this desire coming down from our great acharyas. All we have to do is agree with our acharyas. They want that every single living entity should become Krishna conscious. All we have to do is say, "Yes, I agree with it. I also want that every single living entity shall become Krishna conscious." It's very simple. Is it difficult? Does anybody have difficulty to agree with our acharyas that every single living entity should become Krishna conscious? It is not difficult. And if one simply has that desire, then one is always blessed by the Lord. And how does that blessing come? Through the spiritual master. I have personal experience of this. When I joined this movement in 1971, I had been recruited by a wonderful preacher named His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. And he was really in the mood of spreading Krishna consciousness. So I embraced that mood in his association. So when I got initiated, Prabhupada was not there. It was by letter I got initiated. I was in Texas and Prabhupada was in London. So by letter, the initiation came. So you could say, well, that's a disadvantage, you know, Prabhupada wasn't there. But actually, every disadvantage can be turned into an advantage if you have the intelligence. So I saw the great advantage of being initiated by a letter. Then now I get to send my Guru Dakshina by a letter to Prabhupada and write him a letter along with my Dakshina. What a golden opportunity. So I did that. I don't have a copy of the letter, but I must have said something like, I would like to spread this movement. Something like that I said. Because I got the most wonderful letter back from Srila Prabhupada. The first thing he did was he gave me the exact amount of the three checks that I had sent him. I received your three checks of this and this amount. Very to the penny, he put at the exact price, the exact amount of the checks. And then, even though I was nonsense number one, Prabhupada very kindly appreciated my expression of a desire to spread this movement. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy, eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. He said, now if you will continue enthusiastically as you are doing, surely Krishna will bless you. So what was that? That was a direct order by Prabhupada to me. That you should always be enthusiastic. Now what does Srila Prabhupada say about the order of the spiritual master? He says that you should accept the order of your spiritual master as your very life and soul. He says you should always meditate on the order received from the spiritual master. And he even says you should always worship the order you've received from your spiritual master. So when I got this order, I decided to take advantage of it. Just like Bill Gates, remember this Microsoft company, big wealthy billionaire. He was a young college dropout. And he got the contract to write the software for the IBM PC. So he gave later on, he shared with the world his realization about this. How he became wealthy. He said, if you find yourself in the right place, at the right time, then you should take massive action. So I realized that I was at the right place at the right time. At the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, I have been given the most wonderful order to always remain enthusiastic for spreading Krishna consciousness and for practicing Krishna consciousness with the promised benediction that if you do so, Krishna will surely bless you. So you know what happened? Prabhupada's word came true. I've been maintaining that enthusiasm, and Krishna keeps showering blessings. For 38 years it's been going on, the shower of mercy from Krishna, by Prabhupada's mercy. And it will go on for all of eternity. Ever increasingly sweeter. Ever increasingly sweeter. More and more nectarian. So when we take up this desire to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, I have personal experiences, but Prabhupada is saying here is absolutely correct. Prabhupada maintained that desire until his last dying breath here in Vrindavan. He said that they say the old man is dying in Vrindavan. But I am beating on my mridanga. That is the Brihat Mridanga, you see. I am beating on my mridanga and it can be heard all over the world. So Prabhupada is the classic preacher who never gives up that preaching spirit. Even at the very last minute of his life, he's still in that fired up mood of preaching. So this is how we become very, very, very blessed by Krishna. What is this mood? Compassion. To care about other people. To look at the suffering people of the world and feel sorry for them. But why these people have to suffer? There is no reason for these people to be in so much suffering condition. Simply they have to understand who they are. And they have to learn how to be who they are. This Krishna consciousness movement is not a religious cult. It is a scientific system to understand who you are. Gyan. And how to be who you are. Vigyan. That is our philosophy. One time I was checking in at the airport in Fiji, getting ready to fly to Los Angeles. And one atheist, very proud atheist, saw, oh, here's a religious person there in his robes. Let me have some fun and put him down. He said, what is your philosophy? I said, know who you are and be who you are. He couldn't say a word. Couldn't say a single word. What gentleman would object to knowing who he actually is? My dear sir, you don't know who you are? Right now you are struggling to pay your bills. But my dear sir, you are the inheritor of the greatest fortune that's ever been amassed in the history of the universe. Now would you like to know who you are? You think he would say no? Yes, tell me who I am. I can go cash in on my inheritance. We are in a position to bestow upon the suffering souls of this world a greater opulence than even held by Kuvera, the treasure of the demigods. So all we do have to get out there and give the good news to the people. You thought you were somebody else. But now I'm going to tell you who you really are. You're not meant to suffer. birth, death, old age, and disease. You are meant by your very constitution to enjoy unlimited bliss and knowledge for all of eternity. So in this way we can spread the good word, you see. How will we convince them? It's not difficult. If we are convinced, we sometimes have difficulty in preaching because of our own doubts. Arjuna had that problem also. Therefore he addressed Krishna, Madhusudana. Do you please kill these Madhu demons of doubt which have invaded my heart? Therefore Prabhupada instituted morning Bhagavatam class. To kill the doubts in the heart. Now someone may say, but I don't have any doubts. You know what Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles? He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and you were thinking, maybe. Prabhupada could see the doubts in the hearts of us, his disciples. So therefore we require to regularly hear the Bhagavatam every day. You if you're not living in an ashram where the class is going on, then you should read every day Bhagavatam. In your home, husband and wife and children, you spend a few minutes reading and discussing Bhagavatam every day. Because we have to hear from Srila Prabhupada and these great acharyas, this will destroy all the doubts in the heart. And then when those doubts are destroyed, then we can preach with conviction. We can revolutionize this planet. We can take over the world for Prabhupada. We can take over the world for Prabhupada. Actually, he taught us to take over the world. He said the world is being managed by rogues and demons. Now you make your life successful and you take the management. These presidents, prime ministers, they should all be coming to the ISKCON Brahmanas and Sannyasis and seeking guidance. Please enlighten me how I can run this country of India in a way that will please Srila Prabhupada. President Obama should call our center in Potomac and ask Anutama Prabhu to come out and tell him how to run the country. You see? President Obama should be calling up our Washington ISKCON temple.
President Obama hamare Washington ke ISKCON center ke phone karne chahiye
and asking Anutama Prabhu, to come to the White House and please give instructions how to run the US in a way that Prabhupada will be pleased.
Kripa karke White House mein aaye aur hame bataye ki kis prakar hum America ko chalaye taki Srila Prabhupada.
Isn't this what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Guru was saying? When the high court judges are wearing tilak, then we are successful. So we have to keep that on the table. This is our goal. We want to see the government leaders, they are all Vaishnavas. This should be our goal, to establish this on this planet. So now it is democracy.
तो आप democracy है.
So it is by vote.
तो आप vote के द्वारा.
So we have to convince the voters.
तो हमको voter लोगों को इसका प्रचार करना.
That when you go to the voting place.
कि जब आप voting की जगह.
You look on the ballot.
तो वहाँ पे देखें.
If they are Hare Krishna, you vote for them. If they are not Hare Krishna, you don't vote for them.
That's
simple thing. That's how the voters should be all trained. If you vote Hare Krishna ballot, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And these other parties, Congress party, whatever they have, I don't know, India, the Republican, Democrat, forget it. It's all nonsense. One party only, Hare Krishna party. So then we will get good government. You see. And then the wonderful days of Ram Raj, they will again become manifest on this planet. And all the horrible corruption and suffering and misery which is going on ever increasingly every day. It will be conquered by the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I can ask now if there's any questions. You can tell me what he's saying.
How should we be identified with who we are and what we should do for that?
How to identify who we are and what we should do with that knowledge of who we are? Yes. Actually, by hearing from three sources, by hearing from Shastra, by hearing from Guru, and by hearing from Sadhus. We can understand I'm not this body. I'm an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with the Supreme Person. And then under the divine guidance of Shastra, Sadhus and Guru.
और गुरु साधु शास्त्र के प्रशिक्षण में उनके आदेशानुसार
we can take up the practice of Krishna consciousness.
हम कृष्ण भावना के चलन को ले सकते हैं.
The first position is you have faith in the process. First thing, faith, श्रद्धा.
पहली चीज हमें श्रद्धा होनी चाहिए इस.
The second step is then you associate with devotees, the sadhus.
तो दूसरा चीज है कि हमें साधुओं के साथ संग करना चाहिए.
And then the third step is you take diksha from bona fide guru. Following the rules and regulations of bhakti. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. And chant at least 16 rounds every day on japa mala.
और हर दिन 16 नियमित रूप से 16 माला का जप करना
चाहिए. Japa mala. I never saw that Prabhupada gave out a clicker at the initiation ceremony.
Prabhupada ने कभी वो मशीन क्लिकर मशीन नहीं.
He said chant round the beads.
Prabhupada ने साफ साफ कहा है कि बीड्स पे माला पे मारें.
So then under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master.
तो परंपरागत गुरु के प्रशिक्षण.
By following his instructions.
With
the help of the Vaishnavas, then the anarthas become cleansed out of the heart. That is called anartha nivritti. And then you become solid, nishtha, fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then when you become pakka, nishtha, solid,
जब आप पक्के हो जाते हैं निष्ठा में,
then the holy name begins to taste so sweet.
तो फिर जो हरि नाम है वो बहुत मधुर लगता है.
Oozing with unlimited oceans of nectar.
उसमें अमृत के प्रवाह होने लगते हैं.
the ultimate gulab jamun. Krishna. And then gradually that bhakti grows and grows and grows, and you achieve Krishna. That is the system.
We get theoretical knowledge, but how to realize it and in the realized state, what will be our position?
Yes. We can easily get theoretical knowledge, but how to actually get realized knowledge? Well, theoretical knowledge means to know that Krishna is God. And that knowledge is fully realized. What is that? You will see Krishna face to face. That is the full realization. But now I am seeing God directly, face to face, eye to eye. So how does one go from point A, theoretical knowledge,
to
point B, fully realized knowledge, seeing Krishna face to face. Preman jana chorita bhakti velochanena santaksa daiva hridayeshu viloka yanti yang shamushunda ramachyant yoganasvarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. You have to anoint your eyes with the salve of love of God. In the chemist shop, there are so many ointments. But we have here a chemist shop, ISKCON chemist shop. And Srila Prabhupada, he is the supreme pharmacist. He is giving one ointment. It is called Prem ointment, Prem Anjana. So if you will take this Prem Anjana, this Prem ointment, and you will anoint your eyes with this ointment, then gradually your cataracts will be cured. And you will see Krishna. So how to apply this ointment? Most ointments we just put them on our eyes, you see. But this ointment, it is applied through the ears. A very unusual ointment. You put it in your ear holes and you take it deep, deep, deep into your heart. And by that process of regularly hearing the glories of Krishna, that ointment then travels to and purifies your vision. So that gradually you will see Krishna everywhere. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sravancha mai pashyati tashaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number 30. For one who, Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So we have to develop this purified vision by hearing from Guru, hearing from sadhus, hearing from the Shastra, hearing our own Japamala, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. hearing in the kirtan. Go deep, deep, deep into this ocean of hearing about Krishna. Become perfect in hearing.
But
there's no envy. There's no lust. There's no anger. There's no greed. There's no madness. There's no illusion. When all of these enemies are cleared away, then you will see Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada ordered me. As I was explaining the other day, he told me, now, he said, you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So, this is our program. We want to purify our hearts so that someday we can see Krishna. Not that we demand to see Krishna. We must qualify ourselves by pure bhakti. And then Krishna will be very happy to reveal himself to us. So, any other questions? Yes, Prabhu?
How their practice of Krishna consciousness, how to keep their enthusiasm? Because especially in japa, sometimes it is enthusiastic, sometimes not. So, but how to keep it up?
How to keep up the enthusiasm? Now in Hindi, yes. Hindi bolo.
Apne jap mein, especially bataya tha, humare jo 99% pragati ho jap ke dwara hoti hai, to jap mein lambe samay tak apne puri jeevan bhar utsah kaise banaya rakhe?
For me, it's very simple. Prabhupada ordered me. Continue enthusiastically as you were doing. So now I'm going to order you. I'm going to pass on my order that I got to you. Continue. Always be enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. I'm ordering you. So all we have to do is obey that, this order which is coming down in disciplic succession. It is my duty to always be enthusiastic no matter what happens. What if every devotee in the movement went back to Godhead and you're the only one left here in the material world? Would you lose your enthusiasm? No, you have an order to revolutionize your heart and revolutionize this planet. So if one embraces the order received from the spiritual master, as one's very life and soul, then you will always be enthusiastic in all circumstances. There's been, you know, 38 years I've been in ISKCON, there's been many ups and many downs. But it didn't matter. Because Prabhupada's order was always there without any change. Always be enthusiastic. And I'm still here. That's the proof that it works. And I'm still enthusiastic. Even though I have an old man's body, with my losing my hearing, so many problems with him. But I had the enthusiasm of the 22-year-old boy that joined the movement in 1971. More enthusiasm now than I had then, actually. So this process works. You just got to stick with it. Have full faith in Prabhupada, have full faith And Prabhupada's followers who are sincerely following him in this way, your success is guaranteed. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Any other questions? All right.
What is the meaning of devotion and sincerity at our level, my level of Krishna consciousness? Doing devotional service with devotion, what does it mean? Practical level, how do I show my devotion to Krishna at my level of Krishna consciousness?
How does he show his devotion at his level? You see, it doesn't matter how much devotion I have, whether it's 1%, 2%, 10%, whatever devotion I have, it is my greatest treasure. So that devotion I should hold on to as my greatest asset. Never let anything steal that devotion out of my heart, you see. So if you have only 1% devotion, then absorb that 1% fully in Krishna service. Then Krishna will increase your allowance. He'll give you 2%. So engage that 2%, you'll get 3%. It's not that you have to be a great pure devotee to do devotional service. You can be a struggling soul, battling it out with your senses, day in and day out. Whatever bhakti you have, use that every day in Krishna's service. And then Krishna will give you more and more bhakti. And someday you'll become a great pure devotee. Someday you'll become Mahabhagavat. This process works if you work the process. Any other question? Everyone satisfied now? Alright, I'll let you go. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Shankar Shankar Vodhi Ki Jai.